State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
When you need to know.
And then we have Prairie Creek Park, which will be in the middle of May. We're looking at a grand opening and ribbon cutting then.
On the air first when seconds count.
There's still a lot of people around the country who are at risk for having this illness. We know that using masks and hand sanitation, keeping our distance, really makes a big difference.
The news team you've come to depend on.
It is one of the few cancers that we have that is preventable, meaning that we can detect precancerous things, or things that can become cancer before they become cancer, and remove them.
Your official weather station.
Really, once the county put the red flag warning out, so to speak, we had a lot of people stay home. I don't know why, if you can't look out the window and see that you need to stay home.
When you need to know, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to our first two guests, who were Tom Keating from the Iowa High School Athletic Association and new boys basketball coach over at Clinton Central, Derek Davis. Now we're going to get into a subject which I'm really wanting to learn about because I don't know hardly anything about this, and I'm a little surprised this could become a bigger sport than what it is. We're going to talk to Ron Prettyman, who's the interim direct athletic director down at St. Mary of the Woods. Ron, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Ken. Good to be on with you guys. I tune in to you guys every time I'm driving through the area.
Well, great. Well, great to hear that. So, first of all, tell me about Sprint football, because I know some of the things, but not very much about it. So tell me how you guys got involved and what's it all about.
Yeah, well, Sprint football was founded 87 years ago in 1934. And it's a sport that really will provide an opportunity for a lot of young men and women who might not be the right size to play traditional college football, and an opportunity to play at the college level in the sport that they love. And so there's a 187-pound weight limit. There's weigh-ins before games. It's going to be a quick and exciting, fun game to watch, and we're just going to have the opportunity to provide some great chances for young men and women that want to play the sport that may not have another outlet to do so at the college level.
You know, I was looking through some of the stuff on Wikipedia about Sprint football, and some of the notable players you guys have had, and throughout the years, we had Jimmy Carter, Bob Kraft, who's the owner of the Patriots, Donald Rumsfeld, former Secretary of Defense, and, you know, those are some of the people, you know, so it must be a fun sport for a lot of people to think about.
Well, you know, the initial league, the only other league in the United States is on the East Coast, and it includes United States Army, Naval Academy, five or six Ivy League schools, and some Division II and Division III schools. And that's the only other league in the nation. So we're kind of breaking new ground by bringing it to the Midwest and hoping to serve literally hundreds, maybe thousands of young men and women that want to play football at the college level and provide an outlet for them to do so.
Now, this is going to start, start for you in the fall of 22. So what are you going to do this year to get ready for next year?
Well, we just posted this week the head coach position, and so actually, in all honesty, I'm athletics director, and I don't start till Monday. So you're getting me on the free here. it's very exciting to be a part of the progressive nature of St. Mary of the Woods College, and we are hoping to build this. We're going to hire a coach. He'll be able to hire a limited staff initially to be able to go out and recruit for the first year. We're hoping to have 40 players on board for the first season to build up to 80 players within the first 4 years of competition.
Thank
so
you.
We're out running. I've been involved in Division I athletics most of my career. College football, and I can't tell you how many times I've talked to coaches that have said, hey, this kid's really a good athlete and is a good football player, but just too small to play at the college level.
I was going to say that's probably
we're going to provide some great opportunities.
Yeah, I was going to say that's probably the reason why you've got sprint football is because most of the people now playing the big-time college football are just huge individuals.
Absolutely, yep.
So. Yep. Regulation type game, you know.
Very true. So
you're going to have a regulation.
Yes, it's. I think you're going to see some exciting play. You're going to have really quick scat backs and wide receivers and quarterbacks that can run and move the ball, and then you're going to have some really quick defenders that are going to be involved in that whole thing too, and so. It's a brand new source of football. We're going to be playing initially on some local high school fields in our cooperation and coordination with the local school corporation, and eventually the hope is within the next 5 to 8 years of building an on-campus facility, multi-use stadium kind of a thing at St. Mary of the Woods College campus.
Now, you said both men and women are going to be playing. So is this going to be officially as a co-ed sport, or is this going to be men's or women's?
You know, Ken, this day and age, you got to be careful with how you present it.
Yeah, so, I know that.
If we have women that are capable of playing and want to play, they're going to get the opportunity to play too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're certainly not limiting it. As you know, St. Mary of the Woods College was an all-women's school until about until just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so in recent years, the last 8 or 10 years, we've had men on campus. We've added 7 or 8 men's sports, and football is going to be a new one that we're excited about opening up to the campus.
And I'm just looking here. Your league members are going to be Bellarmine down around Louisville there. Calumet College of St. Joseph in Indiana, Fontbonne University in Missouri, Midway University in Kentucky, and Quincy University over in Illinois. So you looking to kind of keep it in this part of the Midwest? Do you want to spread it out, or what do you want to do for as far as maybe moving on to some more teams?
You know, we are really excited with this core group of schools that have made the commitment to try to make this work. And so initially, we're pretty locked in with these 6 schools. We've already, since the announcement earlier this week, we've already had inquiries from other schools that have have shown some interest, and I think that there is some openness by our presidents to look around and see what other schools may be good fits into this process. But for right now, we're planning on 2022 being that core of six schools.
Now, are you what division are you guys in this? Are you first of all, are you NCAA or NAIA?
Well, our college is an NAIA school.
Okay.
But Sprint football is not since it's not an NCAA sport and it's not an NAIA sport. There are no regulatory compliance kinds of rules. So we will run this based on our NAIA affiliation. The NCAA schools will probably do their thing with the NCAA affiliation. But some of that is yet to be determined regarding compliance and other various things since we're not affiliated with either organization.
Now, are you going to run the games like a high school game with 12-minute quarters? Are you going to do it like a college football thing with 15-minute quarters?
No, I believe we're going to use the college rules.
Okay.
And it's going to be 15-minute and full-on fledged field. We're going to have a practice field on our facility, and then we're going to be using the local high school fields in those initial years. But no, we're going to be out there, and we're going to give kids the opportunity to play college football that may not have had another opportunity another way. So, yeah, it's exciting, and I think that, you know, we're hoping to schedule seven games. We'll play five or six within our own league and then maybe do a one trip to the East Coast to play one or two of those other teams that are on the East Coast. But I think that as we begin to put things together, we're going to see a lot of interest in this sport and just kind of a new take on the sport. So I think it'll be exciting.
Yeah, and also, have you had any phone calls from anybody who says, hey, you know, since I've heard about this, I'm interested in coming to maybe play football for you guys. Have you had those people contact you as of yet?
You know, we're having great results from having this week posted our football position. Now, I haven't been in the office. As I said, I don't officially start till Monday, so I haven't taken any of those calls. But from what I'm hearing, many of our interested coaching candidates have their network of student athletes and high school coaches and others that are already saying they're going to start feeding people our way. So I think the future looks bright for this. And you know, I've had the opportunity to be involved in college sports at the highest level with my work at the NCAA and being a Division I athletics director for 12 years and having that opportunity to watch this game. And I just really believe that there is room for some newness and creativity as we pursue this sport.
So I take it we should expect some free scoring games, I would take it.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. You know, I've seen the Sprint football thing on the East Coast League on TV, but I've never seen it in person, and it really is wide open. I mean, these kids are flying around the field, both on defense and on offense.
Yeah. It sounds like something I'm going to have to keep my eyes on, and I'd like to maybe, you know, come over and watch something or do something like that, because this sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, we'd love to have you anytime, and if there's ever a way that we can work with you to expose you and others in the media to this game, it does sound fun, and I'm excited to learn more about it and be a part of it as I administrate this program, and I'm so impressed with the quality of coaches that have already shown interest, several of which are college experienced, both at the Division I level and other levels, that I think see the intrigue of this game as well.
Okay. Ron, is there anything else that you want to add before I let you go?
No, just really, I'm really proud to be a part of the Pomeroy family at St. Mary the Wood College, and I think the sky is the limit. We're getting ready. We just hired a new volleyball coach, and we will be adding men's volleyball as an intercollegiate sport in 2022 as well. And we just hired that coach, so they'll be out recruiting this summer, putting that program together. And we've talked about several other sports. Our equestrian team is among the best in the nation, competing against Indiana and Purdue and several other schools in the Midwest. So we're really excited about what the future holds for Pomeroy Athletics, and we'd love to have you come over and be a part of one of our initial season football games if you get the chance.
Okay. We'll see what we can work out over there. Ron, greatly appreciate the time. Best of luck to you and everybody down there, and we'll probably have you on a couple more times before the next year rolls around. So take care, and we'll talk to you later on, okay?
My pleasure. Thanks for all you do for the game.
All right. Thanks, all right. Ron. Greatly appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Ron Prettyman, who is the interim AD down at St. Mary's of the Woods. We've been talking about some sprint football for the last few minutes. We're going to take a break right now, and I have our next guest ready to go. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to our first three guests we've had, which were Tom Keating, Derek Davis, and Ron Prettyman. Now we're going to bring our last guest, who's our good friend over at the Illinois High School Association, Craig Anderson. Craig, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. So as you and I were talking off air there, you did get a spring sports season taken care of this last year?
We did, yeah. We had carved that out real early at the start of the calendar year this year, as we were able to resume some activities that we felt like the spring sports were of the most important, since they had missed an entire season previously. And so things opened up at the right time for us as we headed into June. And we had to extend the typical season an additional week, finishing just this past a week ago today, But we're able to get and crown championships in all of our spring sports. So it was a really rewarding effort by obviously a number of people that had helped influence that.
But you didn't have a football season, I know. And in basketball, you never really got to where you could even get started, could you? Or did you got started a little bit, though, didn't you, if I remember rightly?
Yeah, so we actually did get abbreviated seasons in all sports. The football, boys soccer, and girls volleyball that didn't go on in the fall had a modified season without a state series, and so football got a six-week season, regular season, with no playoffs. And then that was after an abbreviated basketball season with no state series. And that was true for both our winter and our fall sports. We weren't able to culminate with state finals, but we were able to carve out just abbreviated seasons so that students could experience, you know, practice, compete, maybe crown a conference champion within that time frame. But we're looking forward to what is ahead of us, and hopefully what will be a more normal school year.
You know, and the thing of it is that, you know, it sounds like it was, sounds like it was a bit difficult, but but I think you sound like you're pretty happy with what you got in.
Yeah, you know, we are. Anytime you fall short of being able to crown, state champions in the sports and activities you conduct is, it feels like a little setback. But the fact that this spring we were able to return, and on June 11th here in Illinois, the governor opened things up. We moved into a phase where we had 100% spectators, and so, you know, we weren't required to limit those who could come and watch and be a part of the experience. And so it was just great to see, you know, the crowds return and the excitement return to celebrate our students competing across all sports. So it does. It feels rewarding as I traveled around and got to a number of the different championships just to, you know, see coaches coaching kids again and the excitement and the camaraderie of the students and the fans to celebrate students' participation.
How do you think the coaches and the kids handled last year? And do you see maybe a kind of a little different sense of coming up this year with, hey, it looks like we're going to have a full year, maybe get back to normal? Do you kind of sense that's going what happened?
Yeah, I do. You know, it was challenging, you know, when we were shut down in the fall with our major sports and then basketball was delayed. We weren't able to start in November and had to wait all the way till mid-January before we were able or permitted to play some games. So it was a strain on coaches, our athletes. There's studies out there that indicate that anxiety and depression was up in our students, and rightfully so. You know, things you count on and expect to have available to you are just shut down. It sets you back a little bit. So, we've transitioned into this summer. In addition to finishing up our spring championships, you know, students are back fully traveling for basketball activities and football 7-on-7s and contact days, we call them here in Illinois, where our coaches can engage with our athletes are underway in typical fashion. And all of that points to us being able to start our fall seasons on time and crown and complete those seasons with state championships. And so that really is creating a much better atmosphere amongst our schools as we anticipate, again, a normal school year upcoming.
I was going to say, you're probably going to think, oh, gee, everything's back to normal, at least to start the year, and hopefully that's where it stays for everybody.
Yeah, we really do. That's our plan. You never know if we get into it what's going to happen. And, you know, it could be a setback here or there where, you know, somebody who isn't vaccinated gets a positive test and you know, there is some quarantining that has to go on as we get started in the school year. But, you know, we think that's going to be minimal for the most part, and we think there'll be a transition to being able to conduct those our fall sports and transitioning into the winter on a more normal routine.
Now, are you going to have any kind of things from COVID, like, you know, having to have shots or protocols or anything like that? Or are you just going to go with it and see what happens?
Yeah, so the guidance, the most recent guidance from our department, of statewide Department of Public Health, has really established that when our students and coaches are outdoors, that no masks are required, whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated. But when we transition indoors, they're suggesting that those that are vaccinated could go without a mask, but those that aren't vaccinated would need to wear a mask. So that guidance obviously has went out to our schools, and they'll navigate that with their students and coaches appropriately. So, you know, in that sense, there may be some incentive to have the vaccine so that, you know, indoors, outdoors, students, coaches wouldn't have to wear a mask. But we're leaving that up to our schools to navigate. And so far in our summer activities, it appears to me that, you know, things are going on. They're going on safely. Students or coaches are taking appropriate precautions to stay safe. And that's really, you know, what we anticipate going forward in the fall as well.
And I'm sure there's one thing coming up next year you really hope happens, is to get your state basketball tournaments back to Champaign.
Yeah, there was a tremendous excitement when we announced that, kind of in the midst of COVID. We did it in, I think we had a press conference in June, a year ago, June, in Champaign. And of course, a tremendous excitement about heading back there, where the tournament had been for a long, long time. And then to go without it this past year was a bit of a letdown. Yeah, basketball, much like Indiana, is really an important thing that, you know, people look forward to, that state tournament. And so, we're really excited about returning to State Farm Center in Champaign. And, but it'll be more exciting than ever now that we unfortunately had to miss it a year. So the ramp up will be awesome.
Yeah, I know. Having lived in Champaign most of my life, I know what the state tournament meant to that town. Even though they kind of let it get away from them, I still know what it meant to them. So it meant a lot. So I see also where you guys are going to have individual girls' wrestling state finals this coming year. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, incredibly excited about that. Our board of directors actually 2 years ago put that in the planning stages and pointed to this 2021-2022 school year as the date at which we would have our inaugural state series tournament. And so the numbers of girls we have wrestling in Illinois warranted that. I know there are other states that have adopted a state series in girls wrestling, and, you know, the timing feels right, and we're excited about this offering. So we're going to create some sectionals, and those will be regionally based tournaments for girls to compete and then qualify for a state championship that we plan on conducting in conjunction with our dual team wrestling tournaments tournament that's conducted in Bloomington Normal. So we met with the coaches, wrestling advisory committee that we have, you know, made this recommendation, created a timeline. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to celebrating girls wrestling and crowning for the first time state champions in individual girls wrestling.
Also, of course, you guys have also done the bass fishing state title. I see you're going to stay at Carlisle Lake. And so that's, you know, it seems like some of these offshoots are not out of the norm sports. They're kind of catching on for you guys over there, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, the bass fishing numbers just continue to increase. Yeah, we've really probably reached our maximum of where at our state finals. Since we've added sectionals, we've just continued to add qualifiers to the state final, and now we have upwards of 70 boats that for 2 days, we put in Carlisle Lake with students conducting a bass fishing state tournament. So that tournament, we'll have to look at that closely to see if how we maybe add an additional round in the tournament, simply because the numbers and growth of that event continue. So it's exciting. You know, we're excited to continue to offer that for students, and generally, a different student that wouldn't maybe participate in some other sports or activities we offer. So it really makes that connection with kids, and fun to see them, you know, take a trophy or medals back to their school and be recognized for their accomplishments in bass fishing.
Now, bass fishing is what, a fall sport for you guys?
No, it's in the spring.
Okay, I couldn't remember.
Traditionally in the middle of May is kind of where that timeline of a sectional and then a two-week break, and then we culminate with the state championship there at Carlisle.
Yeah, and I know your girls' wrestling is going to be a winter sport, so that'll be so. Are you going to be adding? Yep. You going to be adding any other sports like maybe lacrosse?
Well, we added lacrosse about 3 years ago and just culminated that. And that's both boys and girls lacrosse is a spring sport for us. So we crowned another state champion in that. So that was added with obviously the participation from our schools. The one we're looking at now and trying and may even this fall have a decision about is esports and gaming.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're sports and activities, there's clubs and teams throughout our membership, and upwards of a number that our board would take a look at adding a state series. So we've had initial discussions with our board, and then possibly in August when our board meets again, we'll see about making a recommendation to add an esports state series.
Okay, Craig, is there anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No, I just would say, much like I'm sure how things went in Indiana, you know, we relied so heavily on local school administrators, coaches, and students to navigate this really challenging year, and I appreciate all of the efforts of folks here, and I'm sure it's the same for Paul and
yep.
the folks in Indiana for how challenging this year was, and look forward to some normalcy in the year ahead.
Yeah, we're hoping for back to a normal year. How you know it's so hard to think of, but normalcy was got to be a little bit boring. But now I think this year it's going to be an entirely different thing for everybody. So,
yeah, I agree.
So, Craig, as always, thanks much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Best luck to everybody over there. You take good care, and we'll talk to you a little later on. Okay.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, Ken.
All right, take care of yourself, Craig. Bye bye. That was Illinois High School Association Executive Director Craig Anderson. He's been our guest. Many thanks to all of our guests today. We had Tom Keating from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. We had new boys basketball coach of Clinton Central, Derek Davis. We had St. Mary of the Woods interim athletic director, Ron Prettyman, on talking about their new sport down there called sprint football. Then we wrapped up this segment here with Craig Anderson from the Illinois High School Association, just talking about how the year went in general for them. It's going to wrap up the show for this week. Thanks to our guests and to our sponsors, State Farm Insurance Agent Susan Casper. One note, we will not be doing a live show next Saturday. We will rejoin you in the following Saturday. I think it's the 9th of July, I believe. So until then, this is Ken Hartman. Take care and have a great week and be safe.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.